Hey guys.
Hi queens.
Welcome back to the pod. Welcome if you're new. I forgot, are we saying pod or are we not saying pod? Did the toast say
pod is not cool
or I can't remember?
Pod. I can't remember either, but I feel like pod is fine. Pod is cute.
Welcome to the pod. It's like our cute little pod. So excited for this week's episode. We love Q&A episodes and you guys submitted such great questions. So we will be diving into those. It really just helps us know what you guys want to know, and we can also do other episodes that dive deeper into these topics. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we would love a good Q&A episode. But before that, I feel like we'll do updates and influence of the week. I feel like for updates, for me at least, I feel like I'm honestly just trying to stay so low key. Like, I cannot be bothered to leave my house if I don't have to. Like,
I love that.
I don't know. Like, I just feel like I'm trying to rest, but also it's like almost, oh my gosh, my anthropology mirror is being delivered this week. I'm so freaking excited. Oh my gosh, I know I am so late to this game and everyone already has this mirror, but I have been dreaming of this mirror ever since it's been a thing, but I never could afford it or never had a place to put it. So now the stars are finally aligning and I can finally get this mirror that literally everyone has, and it's not new or special or anything, but I'm so excited.
No, I feel like it's so nice.
Like, it's so cute. Like, it's so pretty, I feel like. And I feel like it really elevates a room. And anytime I see someone post theirs, I'm just like, oh, so freaking cute. So I'm really excited for that. So that's coming in this week. And then my little living room or family room couch is, it said end of August, which is so annoying. So I'm still waiting on that. But that's like the last main thing. And then everything will be pretty much done. But I just so happy in my house right now. I just don't want to leave it unless it's like so things cute I need to do. So I feel like that's my updates.
That's love that. It. We went to CB2 this weekend and I finally found a dining table I like. They have such cute stuff, honestly.
Yeah, they're just really so cute expensive stuff.
I know, but
I feel but like worth it for investment, yeah, pieces that you're gonna so literally cute keep for the next 10 years. So
I wanted everything in that freaking place. Like, wait, is your travestine, is that how you say it, coffee table, is it from them? Travertine.
No, it's
because they have one just like Jenny it, but it's Kane like home longer. Okay, I really saw a lot of that material.
It's literally my favorite. It's so pretty, but it's so expensive, which I get. It's literally solid.
It's like stone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So like a block of stone, basically, but it's so pretty. So, I could not go into those stores. Andrew would literally kill me.
I know. So, honestly, though, it was really, really expensive, but they have really beautiful stuff. I just want to hire someone to just do it all for me. It's like so overwhelming,
I feel like you should look at the outlets. Aren't there outlets near us or somewhere? Like, that could potentially be a good
option. Yeah, I actually have option. There's a Restoration Hardware outlet that randomly opened up 10 minutes from me. So I need to look at that. I've never set foot in there, but it just opened. But yeah, there are some outlets. And there's one in San Marcos for, I think it is CB2. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like San that'd Marcos be a good maybe place to look, but I don't think Andrew will let me buy any more furniture. So
yeah, you're all done. And I love that. But I was low key this weekend too. I'm really proud of myself. I completed like a full week every day of Pilates and I'm screaming.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
I know. Like, every day, so like proud. Five? Every day. Or no, seven.
Oh my
gosh. I've never done that before, but also usually my schedule doesn't allow that. Because it doesn't line up usually, but this week was just super low key. So I was able to do it. And like, I thought like the more you go, it's the easier it gets, like obviously, but
yeah,
I also really like it cause I do Legree and it's 40 minutes and it just feels a lot more doable.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Yeah. Proud of myself for that. And like, it was nice just having some low key weeks leading up to our pretty big trip.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm on the same vibe.
Love that. Okay. What is your influence of the week? What are you obsessed with? Tell us.
Okay, this also goes into my weekend because I got something this weekend that also fits into this influence of the week. But I love, like, the tonal design of, like, sets and swim specifically. Like, the two-toned where there's a lighter shade and then a darker shade. I think you guys know what I'm talking about. It's called... I keep seeing it as tonal. But I have now three workout sets. Two of them are from Bowen Tee. And oh my god, I just love their workout.
Like the pink and white, mm-hmm. like the pink with like the white lining is what you mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if it's called tonal. I'm not sure, but I think you're right. Like,
I think cute.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe tonal, but yeah. I think it's so classy. It's so chic. It's giving Meredith Blake, and then I bought some from Aloe. I got a really cute little dress from Aloe that is also that kind of like Meredith Blake vibe tonal set, and it's black. Actually, it's actually the first thing in years, I'm not even joking you guys, like years that I bought something black, and I kind of forgot that it's so flattering and it's so nice. Like, I don't know, it's just black. It's so flattering color. So yeah, I don't know,
cute.
I'm like, okay, well yeah, I really stuck to the bit. I really I'm
love that.
A pink girly. So yeah, that's my influence of the week. What about you?
I'm not feeling very inspired this week. I feel like, again, when you have kind of low-key time in your life, you're not going out, doing the things, seeing things, being inspired by the things. Mm-hmm. So I just, yeah, and I mean, I haven't really made any crazy purchases. I did make a purchase on Amazon Prime Day. I did buy the Ninja Creamy.
Oh my god, I was gonna ask you.
I haven't gotten it yet, so it can't be my influence yet because I haven't tried it yet. So
I'm so excited to hear about it.
And we just got the one that has like 6 options, I think. I think I posted the one with like 11 options, but it seemed excessive and just a little bigger, and Andrew likes to be minimal in his head, so he like wanted one that didn't take as much space, even though it's just gonna go in the cabinet that he never looks at anyway. So but yeah, we got like the 6 option one. Obviously I just needed to make ice cream basically. So, and my trainer says that he makes protein ice cream basically.
Oh my gosh,
so,
yum.
And he says
that's
his like recipes
idea.
Are really good. So I haven't gotten it yet though, so I can't be like that's my influence because I haven't tried it yet. So that's coming. So other than that, like I'm trying to think so hard at like what has been delivered to my door, and I just am blanking. So this weekend I got a hydrafacial. It's been a while. Like pre-wedding I was doing a bunch of that stuff just for wedding prep and all that, but then after the wedding I took a little time off from it, so it's been like a couple of months. Honestly, I think I did one after the wedding, but I haven't done any since. So did a hydrafacial, which was so needed. I feel like my skin was just so clogged and full of dirt for like, because I've been in Arizona so much, I feel like the air in Arizona just is like literally floating dirt. So got the hydrafacial, like sucks all that stuff out and like just clears your pores. And then I did dermaplaning too. I love dermaplaning. I feel like it just takes the layer of like dead skin off, which is so nice. And then your face feels like a soft baby face. So love that. And then I also got my brows done because it's also been a while since I've done that as well. So just kind of got cut up on things. And unfortunately it's expensive and annoying, but it's expensive to be a girl. Like, what are we supposed to do? Like, not get our eyebrows done? I don't know. It's just, that's not an option. So, yeah, I think the hydrafacial is so nice to just, I don't know. I feel like my skin loves the hydrafacial because it just cleanses it so well. So
your skin does look very glowy.
Thank you. It was so nice. And the massage part is so good too. She actually did a head massage today, which I loved.
Ooh.
So yeah, that's my current influence this week, is my hydrafacial. And I think I'm gonna do a different, like a facial I guess, and I'll try different ones monthly. I think my next one I want to try is, I think it's called micro channeling. So it's kind of like micro needling but not as harsh or abrasive, and there's no downtime or recovery time or anything. So that's good.
Oh, that's nice.
But that's kind of the plan, I think. And then literally I'll do one more hydrofacial, dermaplane, and brows like right before we go on our trip, because that's literally coming up. So yeah, that's my current influence this week, because I truly couldn't think of anything else. I think the only other things that I'm doing is kind of planning, like shopping for our trip and just kind of stashing away outfits and saving things. But
yeah. Oh, we got some Luxe pedicures this week.
Oh my gosh.
I went on Friday.
Yes.
I'm just like, I need to look up. Okay, we go to this place in San Diego and they have a new pedicure, and mine was like 2 hours.
Really?
I swear. I got there at 9:30. I didn't leave until 11:30. 9, 10, 11. Yeah. 2 hours? No. So
I wonder if we did the same one. Were they rubbing oranges and limes up your legs?
Yeah, like a so nice Luxe pedicure.
I just don't know if people have that time to sit
I know,
there.
Like 2
unless you're treating yourself.
So yeah, you had a self-care week because you had all this
stuff.
And
I'm not done. I'm getting my hair cut too. So
I love that
so much. But yeah, just girly things.
Cute.
So yeah, okay. Well, I feel like we can jump into our Q&A. You guys sent in some really, really good questions, and we love answering them. So we're just going to dive right in. We're going to kind of do an icebreaker one that's really not related to influencing, and then we'll get into the meatier questions later. So first question, which I'm so excited to answer this question, what pop culture drama do you follow? And I feel like between the two of us, we really follow a wide range because
honestly, true.
I love reality TV. So like any reality TV drama, whether it's Housewives, Love Island, any of them. And I've started getting into the summer house drama because Lindsay's pregnant now. So it's just like a whole thing. Basically Bravo. I love Bravo, and like, yeah, so into that right now. And then also Danielle got me into Brooke Schofield. So and I feel like she's just like
she's
a tea
in a
queen.
Lot of things right like, now.
Yeah,
she's and it's just booming for her career. Truly, oh my God. I feel like this really like
her TikTok creator fund is probably just popping off.
Oh my gosh, she's
and
making
also,
bank.
She just got her boobs done at the same doctor that I went to, and I feel like it's just such great exposure for him.
Oh my God.
And like,
oh yes,
hers are so huge.
Like, they look amazing. Literally, they look, so good, they look amazing. So I wonder how much business he's gonna get from her. Like,
yeah. And she like just got it done. So it's in the middle of all her drama. He's like randomly, like not random, but like she has to post about him, I'm assuming. So he's being featured in the middle of all this, which love that for him.
Yeah. By the way, I remembered this because I told you to listen to that episode.
Oh, I did.
But the part that I was in my head wanting you to hear was not in that episode. She actually went on Trisha Paytas' podcast and she
Tana.
Talks like a no Brooke.
Oh,
and she talks a lot about like her like the logistics of her boob job, and she is doing the same thing that like you well I don't know if this is what you did, I don't know like what, but she is getting reimbursed every time she posts, and she said her total was like in the 20s.
Okay, mine definitely was not that. I think
because
hers
she got
was
a lift,
different.
Like an internal lift. So it was something.
That's
like,
interesting that she's sharing that information.
I know she really got in depth.
Supposed to do that. But yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, she went in depth. I'm going to send you the part because I like how Trisha's podcast is set up, because when you're in the Spotify, like every section of the podcast, when you're listening to it on Spotify, it says, I don't
like
know how she does
about.
This, but it says what it's about. So you can like skip to the boob job
YouTube
part.
YouTube does that too. Okay.
Yeah. It's really cool.
Yeah. So we're super into the Brooke Schofield drama. So obviously with like the Clint Kane stuff, like watched her, what was it? 13 part drama.
Yes.
I literally watched it on the treadmill and it was over 30 minutes long,
oh, that's
but
good,
she broke it up so well.
Idea.
So she's like making bank TikTok creator fund because she's getting so many views and likes and engagement. And then obviously there's the Brooke, Tana, Alyssa Violet drama that I listened to that whole podcast. And then I was like looking on TikToks and like, yeah, I'm trying to think what other tea. Toasters.
Yes, it's an anti-Alyssa Violet like campaign right now on TikTok. It's crazy and it's so funny because Princess Polly randomly had an event and they like posted a video with Alyssa, which I was like, honestly, like, great idea
for
Princess Polly because that video is getting so much traction because everyone's like, hello, why are you talking to Alyssa Violet?
Like, but, I don't really know her backstory, and I was watching a couple videos. Oh, I do. I know it all. I was like, have we talked about this before? I can't remember, but everyone is just saying, like, she's just, like, very much a mean girl, like, meanest girl in LA, and, like...
Yeah, I feel like she's a... Me, a Pisces, saying this, but, like, she definitely has a lot of trauma on her hands, but, okay, pretty much. She got her... And this is funny, because she was being kind of hypocritical, because she talked about... how Tana or Brooke got her platform from Tana, but Alyssa Violet got her platform from Jake Paul because she was his girlfriend. Oh yeah,
I saw that. And then she dropped a diss track, and there was a whole thing.
Yes.
And then she did the Depop thing to Paige Lorenz, and like that's so funny that somehow Paige Lorenz is like tied into this. Like,
I know, so random,
but like,
I know, so crazy.
So yeah, if you guys are into that, that's what we're currently into. If you're not, sorry to bore you with that. No,
it's
little
so interesting. Ramble. If you're on TikTok, I'm sure you guys have seen it because I feel like it's all over TikTok. This is really the only like pop culture drama I follow because I was so into the OG YouTube era, the OG YouTube scene. So like it's interesting to see where all of them are now, and a lot of them have like random drama. So yeah, that's what I follow. I really have like the shortest attention span, so like it's hard for me to watch reality TV. So this is it for me for now.
Well, and we're toasters, so we listen to the toast, and I feel like I get a lot of information from them too, of just going on in pop culture and the drama. But in terms of that, that's kind of what we're into. So
yeah.
Yeah, that was a really fun question. Love that. Okay. Yeah. Next question is, what's a trend you can't get behind right now?
Ooh, okay. This is a good question. By the way, I haven't really looked at these, so I'm kind of just
going off the cuff. Yeah.
Okay, like, what's trend I can't get behind? Oh my gosh, I can't think of one. Can you?
I think... Okay, like off the top of my mind, I'm just thinking like the capri pant trend, and like I love it on other people, but I just don't love it for myself. I think I've talked about this before. Like, I feel like I don't know how to say this. Okay. I feel like if you were a former athlete in a sport, that you have muscly thighs, then capris don't really kind of flatter that body shape, at least not for me personally.
Yeah, I feel like I see what you're saying.
Yeah, so like I think that's something I'm not personally getting behind. I can't think of anything else.
I know, I just looked up like a refresh on the trends right now so I can like visualize, but honestly I feel like I'm really open to a lot of things, and I don't know. Like, I don't really know what I'm seeing trend-wise. I feel like trends are more a thing in the fall. Like, I feel like in the summer, everyone's just
like right now, like la, bubble la, la. Skirts, like the hair scarves, but I feel like it's really like, that's cute. Yeah. Like jerseys, leopard print.
Like, so cute.
I know.
I honestly like them all. Like, I feel like I could see people say trends or capris, but then again it's like I'm barely seeing them, so I feel like someone somewhere said capris are in this year, but like
where,
who's wearing them? Like, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, that's the only one that can come to my mind, because I feel like summer fashion is just so flowy and casual and easygoing and
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea. I feel like I'm really not a trend hater.
We'll have to circle back if we think of anything in the meantime. Okay. Next question is, I noticed your tags are often on the third slide. Is that contract intentional or what?
That is a great question, honestly. We love
to talk about this.
Yeah. Love to talk about it because we're not tagging out here for free, okay?
Yeah.
Like, you got to pay for that first photo, you guys.
Yeah, so if you see a tag on like a third slide or the last slide, that probably means it's not a paid partnership. Mm-hmm. But like, we still want to show the brand some love and some organic tagging and posting and maybe tagging multiple brands. But I feel like for contractual partnerships, you have to tag them on the first slide. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's a good way to tell what's a paid partnership versus what isn't. Also, I just feel like in general, it should be obvious that if it is a paid partnership. That's another thing I feel like I've been noticing lately is people are really hiding that out there. And I'm just like, I hope the IRS isn't watching you. So
I'm screaming.
Like, people put the like ad in the hashtags where their profile picture and their name is. And I'm like, that is, and in like white, so it's so light and you can't tell. So obviously as creators, we can see it because we know what we're looking for.
Oh, you mean on stories?
Yeah. Or or reels or any. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. I'm just like, I don't know. I'm pretty sure the FTC says you have to make it pretty obvious. Like, people shouldn't have to search, but that's been interesting lately
It's also just like, it is such an eyesore. It's hard because it's like such an eyesore. And like the brands that are super on it, which like, as you should, but the brands who make you put it like so big on the real screen, it's just please. Like, I don't think the FTC is, maybe they are. I have no idea. I'm not like, I haven't read up on the current FTC.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it just has to be like visible, and I think brands are just trying to play it very safe and not get in trouble. Or maybe that brand has been audited before, so that now they have to make sure their creators do that so they don't get in trouble again. That's kind of the vibe I'm getting. But
yeah, because like, the reels thing is so excessive that I'm just like, what, why? Like, if we're doing,
well, it's either that or like the paid partnership label,
right? So, but like, I have gotten a brief where it said you have, if you did the real version, you had to put it on the screen, which I was like, okay, I'm not doing
that. No, I think that's then. In FTC, like, it's like the first 3 seconds or something, it has to be visible, I think. Okay,
interesting.
Yeah. So that's why
people interesting. Do it, okay. Well, good to know. But also on the third slide tagging thing, I think also there's a strategy there because I feel like if you tag later on, it's kind of like you're rewarding the girlies that are swiping through the whole thing, or like, people might want to keep swiping through your carousel and stay longer on your profile or your post because they want to see where something's from. So I feel like that's kind of the strategy that I've seen people do that I personally like doing too.
I feel like another thing that I think about is I like to tag technically my second favorite photo just so that photo shows up under the brand's tagged photos.
Oh, I haven't even thought about that. That's a good,
so like,
that's a really good
tactic. If I'm not doing the first one, I'll kind of swipe and be like, okay, like, which one is the best to like kind of tag the brands, because that's the one they see, you know what I mean? Like, when you go to your tagged photos,
and that's
now,
like, relatively
you see the
new
photo that's tagged, not the random carousel or whatever's the first image is. So I'm like, okay, this is the photo that the brand is going to potentially see. Like, I think this one is the next best one besides the first one that I picked, obviously, to be first. So that's another thing I kind of think of. If I don't care, it doesn't matter, I'll probably do the last slide so that, if people want to know, they have to slide all the way through. So I think personal preference. But first slide, paid. Any other slide, not paid. So it's not that deep.
I think it's also engagement, because sometimes when they don't scroll all the way, people are just commenting like, where is this from? And then it's like your comments. So I feel like there's a multitude of reasons.
Yeah.
And true. Benefits.
True, true. Good question and great observation. Next question is, what are your guys' favorite platforms like Aspire, IQ, hashtag paid, etc. for finding paid partnerships?
Okay. Are the girlies, like, personally, I haven't seen much from these platforms. Like, I haven't been on Aspire IQ in over a year, I want to say.
I did want to say something about Aspire IQ is I honestly think it's kind of gone a little downhill from when we were using it consistently. Because I feel like they used to have good brands who had decent pay. And now I kind of feel like the brands are a little different and the pay is not that great. And I think they changed the platform. This happened a while ago, so I haven't checked recently, but I did a Pinterest campaign last year when we were in Paris. I don't know if you remember. Mm-hmm. I was like up so late editing this video because the brand wanted so many revisions, and it was so frustrating because of the time difference. And then recently, like a month or two ago, Aspire IQ, a rep reached out and asked for my Pinterest insights from that campaign. And I was like, first of all, can't you pull them like from my account being connected? But then she was like, oh, like go into the dashboard and just connect it in the brief. And I was like, I don't have the brief anymore. Like that, those links are long gone. Like, can you send it to me? And she never sent me the link. And it was so weird because I was like, you reached out to me asking for this information. So and then I had to loop in Aspire IQ support. And then the support was like, oh, the brand rep has to send you the brief. So I asked her for the brief again and like never responded. And I was like, so confused because I was like, you asked me, but I don't think if you log in, I don't think it looks the same anymore where it had paid partnerships and
okay. I really forgot about, I wonder if the girlies are still using platforms, like let us know, would love to know. The only one that I still like keep up with in a sense, I don't know if this is really considered a platform, but I still get emails from Obviously. And that's obvious.ly, and they send over campaigns, but like I
think the pay is low.
No, like they're sending me absolutely insane pay, but it's only to apply. And then I don't know who they're choosing because it's not me. Hasn't been me yet. But like, for example,
like good brands.
Yeah, like Sonos and Dove I've seen, and like that pay was insane. It was like one post for like, it was over like 12,000. It was crazy, but
who's getting this campaign?
I don't know. Honestly, I should look because I'm like, who are they picking? And are they sending this like a mass email and then picking like one person? I can't tell, but
maybe.
I've gotten one campaign from them like a year ago, so every time I get the email, like I'll still apply, but not much comes from that,
I think. And then remember when Four was the thing? I feel like people used to post still paid campaign. I have no idea. That just popped into my head randomly.
Around,
I think it is. It is because Social Fair is trying to do a partnership with them potentially, I think. I'm not
interesting. Sure. Interesting. It's an influencer marketing. Their tagline is influencer marketing.
Interesting. I feel like some good platforms to be on for sure is LTK. We personally don't get a ton of paid campaigns there, but I feel like I see, if you are a good link girly and you're consistent, I feel like I see people like do Target, and I think Target is through LTK and like Abercrombie. So I think LTK, if you can be consistent on there and start posting, that's a good way. I think you can get campaigns on ShopMy. I'm honestly not sure. Really? Like, don't quote me on that. I just got a marketing email from them that was like, oh, sign up for our platform and get paid campaigns. So that's why I said that. I'm trying to
Maybe it's new. I feel like that platform's definitely trying to compete with LTK.
Yeah. And then what other platforms? I don't know. I think because we both have management and I think because our rates are probably higher than what we used to. When we were smaller, I feel like we got a lot of work on platforms. But as we've grown, I feel like it's become less and less.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Oh, Collectively. Is that a platform?
Yeah, I think so.
And influence her, something campus. I don't know. That's another something campus, out there. Yeah. Her campus, yeah. And influence her. Oh, and then something collective.
Hello, their collective.
They sometimes do gifting campaigns. Sometimes they do paid. Sometimes the pay is lower. I don't know. But those are all platforms to check out that I can think of off the top of my head. Yeah, I feel like
platforms are probably dwindling a little bit because I feel like these already established platforms like LTK are creating their own thing.
Yeah, and collaboration.
And then I feel like brands are kind of going direct to
management
agencies because mm-hmm. why would brands want to pay? I remember someone told us like the Aspire IQ platform fee is like $10,000 a month. So it's like, why do that when you can just send an email to an agency, get their entire roster for free? So I wonder if they're not doing as well.
Yeah, definitely a good point. But I feel like the ones we listed are definitely good ones to check out if that's what you're looking for. And I feel like there can be potential opportunities. So it never hurts to sign up for a platform, get the emails, and then if maybe something good will come along and then maybe not. So you never know where people are getting or collapse from. So I feel like, okay, that was a good question as well. Next question is, what are some of the types of things your assistants help you guys with, and how did you find them?
I feel like we get this question a lot. But, okay, I guess I'll go first. So my assistant, I actually knew her prior. We went to college together. She is 3 years younger than me. And so I knew her a little bit. I was a senior when she was a freshman. So I, like, knew of her, blah, blah, blah. She has been asking to work for me for like the past 3 years, which is so funny, so cute. Love that she believed in me before I even thought I could hire on someone. So that just ended up working really well. And I think it's nice when you know someone like a little bit beforehand, but if not, I feel like this is becoming more of like a thing where girls want to be assistants. They want to get experience in the industry, or they just like that line of work. So I feel like it's becoming a little bit more common. But the types of things that she helps me with is a lot of the back end stuff. I am so, before I had her, I literally didn't do like anything with my website, nothing with, I was really barely posting on my LTK, nothing on Pinterest. Like, so she is my complete back end person. I cannot get myself to do that. And then she also helps me with like shooting some campaigns, like brainstorming for that, and just like new ideas. It's a lot of strategy. So I feel like those are the core main things that I get help with from her. And it's really nice.
Yeah, I feel like a good way to find an assistant is just honestly to post, because then it's like you never know who can share it with who or who will see it.
Yeah.
So just honestly posting it on your stories and listing the tasks that you would ideally want someone to do, maybe background experience that you would like them to have, or if you're flexible with them learning kind of with you, that's a potential too. Yeah, and I feel like some other things, yeah, definitely back-end stuff, like same, like LTK, Pinterest. And I was doing some of that stuff, but I feel like it just takes so long.
Saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers, all so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And honestly, now I look back and I'm like, how did I even have the time to do that? So like my assistant helps, with LTK, Pinterest, YouTube shorts, editing my YouTube videos, any graphics that I need, running my Summer Buns account, running my Essentials of Influencing account, like helping with graphics and all that. So it's a lot of like the creative, the strategy, the back end, and just posting on those profiles that I want to keep consistent, but don't necessarily have the time to do myself every week. Like newsletters, blog posts, literally every like admin thing you can think of. So I feel like that's super helpful because that is kind of like tedious stuff that takes a while, and it just like it gets very overwhelming and hard. So it's really nice to have someone to kind of help who gets your aesthetic and like how you want things edited. Like I would film YouTube videos and then I would just never edit them, so they never got posted. And then I felt like I would just waste time filming them. So I remember it was so nice when I initially hired her. I had her edit like 6 YouTube videos, and it was like old Paris vlogs, but I was like, at least I'll just get them out, like whatever, like they need to be posted because I put in the effort to filming them. So that's been nice. And just like helping stay on top of stuff, and
I feel like
helping Poshmark.
Poshmark's a big one. Cleaning out the closet. I feel like it's also really nice because you're kind of paying for more of a work-life balance. Like if I didn't have that stuff it's taken so worth care of, it. I just think I would be losing my mind. But I think like also there's no blueprint for what an assistant does in this industry. I feel like it's still kind of new, but more and more people like are starting to hire on assistants and like get help with what they're doing. So there's not like a specific list of tasks that someone should be doing for you. Like you, I think if you're looking to maybe hire on an assistant or considering it, like think about what you need help with and actually think about, is this enough to have someone help me with? Like, or do I just want an assistant to say I have an assistant? Because I feel like some girls are, they're kind of in over their heads. Like they think they need someone 20 hours a week. And like, I'm telling you right now, you really don't. You really do not need that. So just think about what you need from them and go from there.
Yeah, I would write a list of like what your ideal assistant would be able to help you with, what are items you want taken off your plate, and then what you're going to do with that free time instead. Because then you can tell if that makes it makes sense for you or not, or if it's still kind of manageable. Honestly, though, like for your mental health and peace of mind, if you need one, get one. Like I feel like it is a lot and it is overwhelming, and there are so many platforms these days to be on and to maintain. And like for me, it's so, like one thing that's very frustrating for me is that Pinterest, for example, for some reason, when I go to upload on Pinterest, it is so slow. It takes so long.
Wait, for what?
Like, why is it taking so long to pull in my camera roll so that I can upload a pin? So I'm just like, I don't have the patience for this right now. So yeah. And then, yeah, I feel like it's just good because then I really like to brainstorm with my assistant too and just kind of brain dump. And then she can help organize my thoughts and then remind me in a week and be like, hey, you said you wanted to do this. Like, how's it going? Or do you need help with it? Or, you know, here's like maybe really an idea. So that's really nice too, because I'm just like, sometimes I have all these ideas or things I want to do and I just need like sometimes help, like being reminded or having someone to kind of give you that push. So
yeah, I feel like it's nice to have someone on your team in this industry, because like obviously it's very, everyone's an individual, and it really does feel nice to have someone there.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, we love our assistants, so helpful. Okay, next question is, do you think it's possible to change niches on a large account? I was thinking about this question and I feel like it depends what direction you're going. I feel like if you're going into a more broad range, then I feel like it's probably easier. So for example, if you were going from fashion and you want to switch to lifestyle, like I think that's totally doable, totally fine to kind of ease into. But if you're going backwards and you're going from one niche to either like a completely different niche or you're narrowing down even more, I feel like that might be a little harder. So for example, if you're, I don't know, a fashion girly and then you want to switch to cooking, we use this example all the time, like I think that would be really hard because they're such different topics. So it's like if the topics are related, it's probably going to be easier. But if it, you're doing a complete 180 rebrand, changing completely, then I think that's a lot harder for sure.
Yeah, like I feel like it's possible, but it's going to take a huge, potentially huge adjustment period where it might be a little bit frustrating, mm-hmm. slash you might be seeing like an engagement drop or something. Yeah. But I just feel like the algorithm is kind of really all over the place lately. So who knows? I think nothing's like impossible, but
yeah, I think it just, like you said, I think if you're going to see like probably engagement drop, followers yeah. drop, because it's going to be people who probably aren't interested in your new topic, which again is fine because then you're getting rid of an audience that isn't going to engage and isn't interested. Yeah. But you have to keep the mindset and be in it for the long haul and be ready to kind of ride it out. Even if it takes a year to kind of switch and adjust and start to attract a new audience, you have to be yeah. down for that and have a good mental space, I feel like, going into that. So mm-hmm. but yeah, I would say never, and you can't not do something. It just
yeah, like, and if that's where depends. Genuinely your life is headed, like you there, I feel like you have to do that. So mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of just depends, but I definitely think you can do it.
And I feel like too, it's from what I've seen, I feel like it's hard to kind of start from scratch these days. So it's honestly a little better, in my opinion. And if this were me and I was doing this, I would keep my current account and then just switch it. I feel like a lot of people who tried to... That's my dogs. it's so funny. Andrew literally tells me that they're like in the bedroom right now because they make noise just like that. And Dexter whines the whole time while we're aww. Podcasting. He like sits by the door and is whining, and like, and then as soon as I'm done and we let them out, they like run down so fast, and I'm like, you guys, I've been downstairs, like
that is so funny.
So funny. But yeah, I think if this were me, I would keep my current account and I would slowly start to integrate new content. So I wouldn't mm-hmm. do a dramatic switch. I would
yeah
do maybe one post a week for a month of this new topic, and then the next month maybe two posts a week, and then maybe mm-hmm. increase it to three and then four, and then kind of do a transition that looks like that to ease your audience in, because they might be like, oh hey, I actually kind of like this content, or I like it mixed in. But yeah, I wouldn't just cold turkey switch it. That's a little yeah. a little much, I think.
Because like, also obviously we always are evolving as humans, our interests change, and I think people mm-hmm. are very understanding of it. So just depends.
Yeah, and you'll attract a new audience eventually too. You just kind of have to train the algorithm who to show your content to. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great question. Okay, next one is, any tips for targeting a certain location demographics? Example, getting more US followers.
Okay, honestly, it was kind of like, I was just thinking about this because I don't know necessarily if there's like a specific tips on this. However, I was thinking about this and I'm like, I don't ever see fashion girlies that are speaking in another language ever on my For You page. So I feel like maybe a one strategy you could do is maybe doing more talking reels or anything. Like, I feel like if you're talking in your reels, people from another country, they're not gonna be engaging and they're not gonna see it because it's not their language. And I've never seen a reels in another language.
That's true.
So I feel like that could be a strategy. I randomly had that thought yesterday because I was thinking, I was like, why do the girls that I love in Europe, not Europe, but like places that they don't speak English. There's specific, like, what do they speak in Copenhagen? Is that a dumb question?
Dutch?
Okay.
Is it? Okay.
I think. But, like, I never see these girls talk. I think you're right. But I never see any talking videos. And I don't know. But I think for at least, like, the U.S.
Danish.
Oh, okay.
Which, like, is closely related to Swedish and Norwegian.
Yeah. But I also was thinking, okay, maybe this is like a very U.S. thing where girls are talking in their videos and they mm-hmm. don't maybe do it as much in other places. I'm not really sure. But I feel like that could be a good tip. Like, one good concrete tip. Because other than that, I feel like it's hard
to
target locations.
It's so hard. And especially with mm-hmm. reels, I feel like they can pop off literally anywhere. Like,
yes,
it's so random. But I have a reel right now that is popping off in South Africa, like, what's it that. Like Johannesburg. No idea why, but I started, like, getting followers, and I was looking, and it was like South Africa, and I was like, what is happening? This is so interesting. So now all these, like, South Africans know who I am, I guess. I don't know. Super That's weird. So funny. But I think just tips in general is, I think maybe the location on your photos.
I was like, going to say that too. Put in your location
and mm-hmm. narrow it down to the city you're in. That could potentially help, because then that'll show it to hopefully other people in the area.
Yeah.
Doing the city. Talking and writing in English, or whatever language you're trying to attract. But her question was U.S., so English. Mm-hmm. What else? I feel like it's so hard.
Yeah, I feel like the location thing, for sure. And maybe try speaking and see what happens.
Yeah. That's probably the best tips we mm-hmm. got. Like, it's just so unfortunate. You really can't control.
Yeah.
You know, the audience that your post is going to, the, like, you can't, like, filter out followers. Like,
mm-hmm.
I always ask Andrew this, and he's like, Instagram wants, I don't know how he explained it, but he was like, they want your post to go wherever it's going to get people to stay on the platform, basically. So if it's going to go viral somewhere, then that's where they're going to keep showing it. And sometimes you can't really control that. So, I would just try to, I think tagging cities would be, like, my main thing, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next question is, is the Facebook group still accepting new members? Yes, it is. We kind of slacked on that, but we are going to unslack this week and get back on that. So
yes, to be
added. We have a Facebook group, if you guys didn't know, and it's just, we created it because we wanted a place for our community to be able to connect. Because I feel like Facebook, you just have better visibility on the group, who's in it, mm-hmm. people can comment and engage, where on Instagram, I feel like it's a little harder because they don't have a good group set up. So we just wanted a place for our community to be able to connect. Like, if you're traveling to a city and you want to potentially see if anyone's available to shoot content with you, potentially posting and being like, hey, I'm going to Chicago in 2 weeks. Like, does anyone live there? Does anyone want to meet up, get coffee, that kind of situation. So we will get that back up and running. It's been a little dormant for a while, but that is on our to-do list this week. So very much, yes, we still have a Facebook group. Mm-hmm. Okay, next question is, how to prepare for Q4 when do you start reaching out to brands for holiday campaigns?
Oh my God, seeing the words Q4 and holiday campaigns kind of shocks me, because what are we in Q3?
Yeah, the beginning. Well, the first month, I guess.
That is crazy. Oh my God. Wow. Okay. I feel like brands, like, I don't really see much before October. Honestly, yeah,
I feel like it's like slow, wait, and then it's like, bam, go, boom. Closed. Yes. And then it's just like this short window for some reason, but it's hard because obviously Q4, you have so many holidays, you know, Q4 would be October, November, December. So there's Halloween, there's Thanksgiving, Black Friday. So obviously there's Black Friday sales. Honestly, I would say personally, beginning of October.
Yeah.
Or maybe end of September, just to gauge what brands are doing, just because I feel like they're probably planning out for budgets and execution and everything and getting their briefs ready. So it wouldn't hurt to reach out to the brand and just ask for interest.
Like, that way get on their radar.
Kind of on the radar. Mm-hmm. And then that way, if they have something that's a good fit, they can circle back and they'll write your name down. So that's good. So yeah, I would say maybe end of September/October, but I feel like some brands, or I've seen some people post, like some brands, like big brands, big like department store type brands will plan campaigns like 6 months out, like so far in advance.
Yeah, that's super interesting. I feel like most brands are, I also just feel like in this industry, so much can change in a matter of weeks. Like, so I feel like for the most part, most brands, aside from the really, really big ones, are doing it pretty close to the holidays, where I feel like they used to book a little further out. But yeah, I feel like the trend that we've noticed is pretty
well. There's just last so many minute sales and holidays now that there's always something going on, but I feel like Black Friday is definitely huge. And then just Christmas time / whatever holiday you celebrate time is a big time for campaigns. Cause a lot of brands do like gift guides, gift giving, who to gift this kind of situations. So like keep that in mind as well too. But if you have a good relationship with a brand and a brand rep, it never hurts to reach out a little on the earlier side so that you don't miss it. And then that way, if they're like, oh, we're not running that campaign for another 3 weeks, you can be like, no problem, thanks for letting me know, I'll reach back out then. Set your calendar, reach back out 2 weeks, like just really staying on top of it. So I feel like that's kind of what we would do. But
like, great that you're thinking about it, queen. Honestly,
she's ready. She's ready to work, ready to go. Love that. Okay, next question is, how do you stay consistent? Some days I feel like I have nothing to post.
I feel like my biggest tip on that is to find a little accountability buddy, find someone local that you can shoot with, and always have like a standing date that you guys shoot on the weekends or weekdays. Find whatever works for you guys, whether that's every week, every other week. That way you can at least count on something, and then the days outside of that you can create content in your home, maybe do some reels, things like that.
I think it can be hard to be consistent sometimes, but that's why I feel like it's so important when you are out creating content to get a lot of different variations and options. So switching up your poses, switching up your props, obviously locations, and batching content, because that's when it kind of helps. Because it's like, if you did two different poses, you know, in one outfit, say, and one was standing, one was sitting, and you post the standing one, if you're out of content a month or two later, you could repost the sitting one. And I feel like no one's going to be like, Sherry, you posted that, because you didn't. It was a different pose.
It was a different pose, and it doesn't count.
So I feel like I will do that sometimes, just kind of repurpose that content and get kind of a couple posts out of one location. Like when we shoot in the mirror spot, we have like our selfie content that we take in the mirror, and then we shoot just a couple normal outfit photos. And I feel like I always make that into two posts. Even though it's a similar outfit, it's a different vibe. And I feel like it's never been an issue. And that way you can get more posts. And then, like you said, creating content at home, styling videos, reels, outfits.
If you're not,
that's really trending right now. So
yeah, if you're not out shooting with someone, or you can't, that if that's your issue is like having someone to shoot with you and you don't want to use a tripod, I really think lean into reels and do what's like most realistic for you. I feel like you can create so much reels content. Like some days I'll just do a productive scroll for a while and just save realistic videos that I could put my own spin on, use as inspo, that sort of thing. So I feel like, yeah, do some brainstorming, get creative, create a list, have a save folder that you can go back to and create content on the fly with, like at home or when you're out shooting. So you know exactly like, okay, I want to create this reel, making sure you can make the most out of one shoot day.
Mm-hmm. And that's why too, we always take a video when we're out in our outfits, because we might not post that outfit video, but maybe you can just do a recap of outfits you wore that week and stitch that together with a bunch of different outfits you took videos in, or, you know, use that outfit video while you're shooting content out as a completely separate post. And then it's like, you don't have to post every day. So it's like, you could post a post in feed one day and then wait a day and then the next day post the reel and like really stretch it out. So I guess just kind of knowing what content you have in your back pocket and being able to stretch that and get creative with content you already have by making those collage videos or like inspo videos or can be really helpful too, I feel like. But yeah, we've been there. It's hard sometimes, and sometimes I'm really stretching, I'm really scrolling back, and I'm like, did I forget an outfit? Let me scroll. And usually I do. So usually there are some stuff in the archives hiding and I just have to dig through my content and find it.
For sure. Yeah.
So yeah, I feel like that's kind of our tips on that. And also I feel like it's important too to not force it, because I feel like an audience can definitely tell if it's forced. So some days I'm just like, oh, I don't know what to post, I don't have anything ready, I'm not inspired, I'm not feeling it, like nothing looks cute next to my current post. So then sometimes I just don't post the next day, and it's fine. And it's okay. The world goes on.
Like, even though we have to like reassure ourselves.
Yeah. It's like, it's okay for one day. And I just tell myself, okay, if I don't post today, then my current post is just going to be shown to people. Because I feel like we've talked about this too, where Instagram like will push your post like 2-3 days later. Yeah. So then I'm like, you know what? I'm not posting today. Instagram is just going to push my most recent post and it's fine. So
yeah, that's literally my exact mindset too.
That's how we get ourselves through it, basically. Yeah. So yeah, it's okay. And just find that balance. That's good for you. And that's what matters. And don't force it. So, okay. Next question. We are almost done. Is, what are you guys using to edit your photos and videos?
For my photos, I 95% of the time use Lightroom. The other 5% of the time I'll use Tezza. I feel like she has a really, really great platform if you don't really know what your vibe is on Lightroom, because you either have to have or create a preset for yourself, or you have to buy a preset for Lightroom. But Tezza, it's like a monthly subscription, and she has a ton of different already made presets. So I feel like that's a good option. And then for videos, I don't use anything really other than CapCut. I'm officially a CapCut girly over InShot. And that's just how I like chop it up, make it slower, do whatever I need to do with it. So yeah, those are my two. What about you?
Yeah, same. All my photos I edit in Lightroom with my own preset. And I also have a Tezza subscription, but I haven't used it in so long. And I feel like this always happens to me, is I buy the subscription and then I use it for a little bit and then I forget, and then I'll cancel the subscription, and then so then I have to like re-sign up, and it's a whole thing. So I really need to evaluate and either make myself use it more or cancel my subscription again, because I think it's like $6.
She is probably making so much money from the girls that like forget like, they have it,
aka me. Like, like so many. So
every single month, yeah.
Honestly, at least I'm supporting Tezza, so that makes me feel better.
True.
But yeah, and then videos. I feel like I'm still an InShot. Like I just, it's so simple and quick, and I don't do anything crazy. Yeah. I feel like so. I'm still an InShot girly. Yeah, and I don't know about CapCut, but on InShot you can kind of edit your videos to look like your preset. Like you can adjust colors, tones, lighting, all that. So I really like that too. So I can make my videos look like my photos in terms of colors and tones and all that. So I really like that. And yeah, I think that's it. I honestly should go through and delete all the apps, the editing apps that I no longer use. Like we used to use so many of those. I don't even remember what they're called. Like Cam something, Digicam.
Katie Pro.
Oh my gosh, yes, like those.
Yeah, Dazcam.
Dazcam, that one. Yes.
Yeah, I need to delete those. I hope just, like, I don't have a subscription to that, honestly. Like scared now. I need to go through
my god. Yeah. So I need to go delete all the ones we don't use. But I think honestly we just keep it very simple, very routine. Yeah. Like I feel like editing used to take me so long and it would just be the bane of my existence and I would dread it. So I'm just trying to be quick and efficient and keep it simple. So and not like too many edits and whatnot, keeping it pretty realistic and organic to the situation. So
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then last question is what are ways to monetize besides brand deals? So I feel like this is a good quick one to wrap the episode up with. We have a whole episode on this.
I know. We have such an in-depth episode. I think it's called like 10 ways to monetize something. Just type in monetize.
Like multiple streams of income.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Multiple streams of income.
Yeah. Literally we can just list them. I feel like obviously brand deals is the main one. And then I feel like UGC content is different than brand deals. So you could do UGC on the side.
Poshmark, selling your clothes.
Selling a preset, selling an ebook, doing social media work for companies, coaching,
creating like a little business on the side that other girls in the industry might like. Like so many girls we know have created small businesses alongside their platform. And I feel like
Getting into wedding content creation, I feel like that's really good because it's like we have really good aesthetic eyes and I feel like that can really translate into wedding content creators. So you could potentially start a business with that. Mentorship. What else? I feel like there's so many ways nowadays to monetize.
Oh, obviously affiliate platforms, LTK. Yeah.
That's a good one.
And you can really grow on there. Apparently, I mean, the girls are doing TikTok shop. That seems to be very lucrative to the girlies who are really good at sales.
Amazon storefront.
Oh, yeah.
If you're an Amazon girly, posting your Amazon finds. If you're good at that. I feel like affiliate is probably like the second biggest one that people do. I feel like that's a good list,
honestly.
Yeah, really big. Starting your own brand. I don't know if we said that. Yeah. But yeah, like brand, product, service. Anything that you can contribute and think you can fill a void in a certain space. So I feel like you can get really creative and, you know, doing part-time personal assistant or virtual assistant. So maybe finding someone who maybe doesn't need in-person work, but needs more back-end like LTK graphics, emails, newsletters, editing, like someone who needs someone that they don't need to meet up with, but could just send content over. Like that's a good stream of potential income too. So yeah, I feel like you can get really creative with a bunch of different things to do in the industry these days. There's a lot. So yeah, I feel like that's kind of a wrap unless you have any others you can think of.
No, I feel like that was a good list.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, thank you guys so much for submitting your questions this week. They were all really, really, they were all really, really great questions. And I feel like really relevant to everything happening. So yeah, we appreciate you guys so much. And then do you want to share our listener of the week this week?
Yes. Our listener of the week is Emily, which, by the way, I love how you spell your name, Emily.
I know, her handle, so cute.
Her Instagram handle is @EMMALEEFROE. Emily Fro. She asked one of the questions we answered today, and we just really appreciate everyone who asked a question in the question box and helped us make this episode. It means a lot when you guys engage with anything we post, honestly, listen, support, anything like that. So thank you for asking a question, Emily. Also, she has like the cutest summer vibe going on her profile right now. She has a very like Pinterest aesthetic, girly style. I love it. It's super cute. And she is also a San Francisco girly. So yeah, shout out to you, Emily. We appreciate you.
Love that. Yes. We appreciate the support and all you guys who submitted questions. And then final, well, not final, actually, this might be the final podcast reminder, is it? I'm looking at a calendar real quick. Yes, this is the final podcast reminder that, this is so crazy, that our South of France trip closes July 28th. So if you are thinking about signing up, we have 1 week left to sign up before it closes and there's no more signups. So we would absolutely love to have you guys. It's going to be so much fun. It's so cute. I feel like I've been seeing all of our Paris girlies hanging out together, our Italy girlies hanging out, like just outside, traveling together, going places, and they all met on the trips that we've hosted. So we love to see that so much. It makes us so happy. So we would love to have you guys. It's just going to be such a fun, wholesome European girls trip, and we're just gonna do all the girly things. So it's traveling with your girlfriends, not like, you know, I feel like significant others are so different when you're traveling versus traveling with girlies. So this trip is for the girls. We're gonna do all the girly things, eating, shopping, content, walking around, coffee shops, exploring, beach clubs, I'm trying to think, farmers market, and all that.
All the things.
So it's going to be so fun. I can't believe it's coming up. So in 1 week, the 28th, when it closes, that will be 50 days out from the trip. So once that closes, then we're going to have another group call for everyone to kind of chat. And we're brainstorming probably packing ideas and going over any international questions the girls have. So we will be doing that once this trip closes. So if you guys have any questions, please, please, please reach out to us, DM us, let us know if we can help in any way, because we would love to have as many of you as possible. And we're so excited. So, yeah. But yeah, I think that's pretty much it for this episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. Hope you have an amazing week this week. And I can't believe summer is flying by. This is so, oh my gosh, the Olympics start soon too. Also,
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
I know. I love gymnastics. Okay. Yeah, that's it. Thank you guys. Have an amazing week. We love you, and we will chat in our next episode. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you guys loved this episode.
Don't forget to subscribe for new episodes every Monday. Leave us a rating and review, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.